The nature of material consciousness is that we take things cheaply. Because we take material things, might be money, it might be popularity and fame, maybe physical health. We take these things very seriously, and they are considerations to be taken seriously to some extent. But in doing so, we take cheaply the incredible gift that Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva have come to give us. We see in other religions, in Lord Jesus, he was willing to endure persecution and crucifixion. He didn't have to do that. He only did it because he wanted to give love of God to all of us. This compassion to all beings is at the heart of all true spirituality. Lord Chaitanya, he came to give this love of God, and he came to give it in its most intimate, essential form. Savaipung sangparo dharmo yato bhaktir hokshajaya hoitaki aprati hataya yatma suprasidati. The Srimad Bhagavatam extols this principle that the supreme dharma, the very essence of all religion, is loving devotional service to the supreme transcendent Godhead. Such service must be unmotivated by any type of arrogance or selfishness, and uninterrupted by any type of circumstance or obstacle that may come before us. It is that type of love only that completely satisfies the self. Anandamayo byashat, and it is that love that everyone is ultimately seeking. For the soul, there's only one pleasure: to feel Krishna's love and to share Krishna's love. And that is the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us not take this cheaply. One of the ways devotees tend to even take it cheaply when we have it is we expect immediate results. Actually, at every moment we're chanting Krishna's name or serving Krishna's devotees or spreading Krishna's message or worshiping Krishna, there is immediate results, but we may not perceive it with our very dull external awareness. It's a very rapid process. What usually takes in other yugas long, long times, or even many lifetimes in this age, can be achieved in this very life if we just take shelter of Krishna wholeheartedly. Even though it's so rapid, relatively, it's a gradual process, because it's step by step throughout this short little life that we're living. To surrender is to be patient. And in our patience, however long it takes, whenever Krishna wants to show me his mercy, we are enthusiastic. Enthusiastic to serve, enthusiastic to hear and to chant, enthusiastic to remember Krishna in all situations. In this way, a devotee has determination that whatever may come, I will never give up what pleases my guru and Krishna. That is the simple price. It seems difficult temporarily, but it's actually very simple. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say, just give this one lifetime. You've had so many millions and millions of countless lifetimes. Just give this one lifetime to please Guru and Krishna. And it's a gradual process. Antakali chamame vasmanam mukva kalevaram. If we just learn to remember Krishna in this life and Krishna's pleased by our devotional character, then at the time of death, Krishna will be there. Man manabhava magbhakto majyashim namaskuru. Mami vaishashi shatyam te prati jani priyoshima. It is his promise that he will personally bring us back to our eternal home.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.